Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jonka Roger calling you from Santa Barbara in California, and we've been looking forward to convening a group of people on the phone here for a while, and so here we are. It's time to jump in. There's a lot of exciting news to share. It occurs to me that some of you have reached out with questions and are clearly curious about some of the trainings that we have coming up. Others of you have questions about this and that regarding Qigong and Tai Chi. All of that, we'll try to get to all of it. And while we're here, some of you are on the internet, I know, and like to be just looking here and looking there. So let's be sure that you have a couple of websites. The first one is iiqtc.org. iiqtc.org. And that one is where the curriculum for the Institute and so forth is posted. And then a website that's a little bit more focused on myself and has diverse information on it from the iiqtc site is feelthechi.com. Feel the Chi, Q-I. FeelTheQi.com. And thank you so much for being here. You know, the Qi wave is just building here in our society. The need is growing. Our economy is in question, in the zone of question marks. Part of why is because we waste trillions of dollars a year on treating diseases that are preventable. And so one of the most important things that one can do as an act of patriotism is to become more aware of how to become well or stay well, how to share with others knowledge and information about well-being and energy management and vitality enhancement and so forth. And so even during times when we're discussing health reform and so forth, nobody's talking about what people can do for themselves. And we here at the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi are absolutely committed to supporting thousands and eventually millions of people in being enabled and informed and inspired to take care of themselves. And we're teaching people to be teachers, and we're teaching people to be practice leaders. And when you go through the websites, you'll see the curriculum, and hopefully this is as exciting to you as it is to me. Now, there were a couple of bullet points that were held out as a part of for our discussion here this evening. So let me just jump in and talk to you about a little bit about what's new and this whole increased need for mind-body professionals. And I want to start in the area of large institutions, the military, the YMCA, the AARP, social service agencies, school systems. The people that we train are teachers. We have actually ministers and pastors from churches, as well as nuns and monks from the Catholic Church. One of my favorite graduates is someone who I call fondly Brother Father Al. His name is Father Al. He's a Catholic priest, and he's a Qi brother, Qigong brother. And so we have trained people who are taking this message of well-being and health maximization and freedom from stress and liberation from, when we use that word liberation, it's so packed with potential. I want to say liberation from false ideas. So in other words, one of the false ideas in our society is the idea that if you get sick, that the only solution is to go to the doctor or the hospital or the pharmacy. And we've got lots. We're going to talk in a moment here about this recent article that we've had published in the American Journal of Health Promotion about how just about any kind of disease is preventable and even curable with Qigong and Tai Chi. So churches and schools, so many of the people that we have as graduates are school teachers or former school teachers, some of them who've retired as school teachers and are now going back into the schools to take this information to teachers and to children. The military, you would think, oh my gosh, when is the military ever going to have access to these powerful tools? Well, now. And at least two of our graduates are actually working in military installations, one at Walter Reed Hospital with returning vets, another who is working with trainees. And recently, one of our graduates in the state of Texas visited Fort Hood following that very tragic shooting many, many months ago and taught Qigong there. It turns out that she is actually someone who lives in Japan and just happened to be back in a timely sort of way and was able to share some Qigong and Tai Chi with the military at that really difficult time. Now, one of the reasons why we're talking about large organizations is because large numbers of people who are caught in the sick care system are going to spend money. They're going to spend tax money or they're going to spend their own money on insurance or surgeries or drugs that they don't need. Now, this is not to say that medicine isn't a valuable tool and that certain drugs at certain times aren't a valuable tool. But you just think to yourself, would I rather sit in a doctor's office and take a drug, or would I rather just go out in nature and practice Tai Chi and Qigong? Well, of course. I mean, I'm so biased about this, but I just assume that everybody wants to do it that way. And many, many people do, and many more people every day. I hope you're going to the IIQTC YouTube site. We have our own YouTube channel. So let me just go ahead and tell you the address for the IIQTC YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/IIQTC. It'll take you right there. And there's a lot of information about Qigong and Tai Chi right there on that page. So think of yourself as a large corporation. Think General Mills. Think Toyota. Think Nike, or a large institution like the AARP, or the military. If the paradigm basically suggests that people should wait until they're sick and then go to the doctor, that's really different than if the worldview or the institutional messaging is going out and saying, you know, you can have more fun, have more energy, be more well, avoid disease, and avoid the doctor and avoid drugs. And so it is right now really hitting home for corporations and large institutions that Qigong and Tai Chi, which can be taught in groups. So in other words, the power of the multiplicity of working with groups of people. So you've got one Qigong or Tai Chi teacher who can be dealing with anywhere from 10 to 20 to 30 to 70 to more than 100 people. If you have a microphone and you can project your voice, a room full of 100 people is not impossible for Qigong class. And these kinds of things are happening. One of our graduates who works for this terribly controversial organization right now, British Petroleum, one of our graduates teaches Qigong to British Petroleum, and he has large, large classes. And by the way, in terms of the business model, the business opportunity, he charges $250 an hour for those classes. And by the way, just there are many, many ways to figure out how to charge your fees for different environments. This particular graduate of our teacher training does it like this. He says, my fee is $250, and you can send one person to my class, or you can send 100 people to my class. If you send one person to my class, it's going to cost you $250 for that person, so that would be more like an executive rate. And if you send 100 people to my class, it'll be $2.50 a person, and that's more like the bulk rate. So there, the point that I'm getting at here is that there's a breakthrough that's happening right now in the minds of people who make decisions for large organizations, large populations, and the answer is do mind-body practice and do it in groups because it's cost-efficient, it's social, it's fun, and it's extremely effective. Now, I'm going to talk about two items that have been published recently, and then we'll go on to talking a little bit more about, well, we've been talking about the graduates in the field, so we'll go on and talk a little bit more about the uniqueness of the IIQTC trainings, because I know that a lot of you are on the phone with that particular interest in mind. So after years of preparation, myself and colleagues from the University of Arizona have recently had published a review article. Many of you have gotten a copy of this article because you sent in questions. Remember, basically we said if you want to get a copy of this article, send in a question for the meeting here today, and I will answer as many of those questions as I can. Now that article, and I am blowing our horn here for sure, but I'm also been paying attention to these things for a long time. My first Tai Chi class, 1967. That article is the most comprehensive exploration of research on Qigong and Tai Chi that has ever been published in the history of the human race. And you'd think, well, what about the Chinese? Well, the Chinese have typically not done the kind of research we do here in the Western world. And so there are publications in China, but they're never as rigorous as they're rarely as rigorous as the research done in the United States. Now, this is not to say, by the way, that the level of rigor for research that's required in the United States is that brilliant, because you can get good results in research trials for a whole lot less money if you don't have to have a randomized controlled trial. But this is a paper on randomized controlled trials only, so it's called the gold standard. And this is the evidence base for Qigong and Tai Chi. This article is the evidence base. It's the entire evidence base that anybody could point to from the period of from 1993 to 2007, and we're currently working on updating this, and we're going to have a website on it, so you'll be able to have the updated, every year we're going to have the updated research, randomized controlled trials. That article, which is published by the American Journal of Health Promotion, I'm going to give you the title of it so that you can put it into a Google search. You won't be able to get the article because it's published unless you decide to pay the $10 I think that they want for it. But you can look at all the reviews that are on the web now about this article. And the title is A Comprehensive Review of the Health Benefits of Qigong and Tai Chi. Tai Chi spelled T-A-I-C-H-I, and Qigong spelled Q-I-G-O-N-G. Title again, A Comprehensive Review of the Health Benefits of Qigong and Tai Chi. So we are so proud of the fact that after years of work, this article has now been published, and the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi is getting a lot of press on this, and we really have moved up in terms of credibility significantly by virtue of all the hard work that went into this with myself, colleagues, research colleagues. It's a really, really carefully and rigorously done written piece. So that's that one. And then the other one, which has recently been published, is the Chinese Medical Qigong book published by a publisher in England. We have this available for you on our website, if you go to the either of those websites, top front and center of the front page, there's a click there that says Chinese Medical Qigong book, and it'll take you to a page of information about that. I'm not going to spend too much time talking about it because you can just go and have a look. It's a fairly expensive book, but it is amazing. Now, there's an argument going on about whether it's traditional or contemporary. And don't you love that? You know, in other words, people will say, well, this is too contemporary. It leaves out a lot of traditional information. And other people say, well, that's what a contemporary book does, is that it leaves out the information that's not useful. So it'll go back and forth. The point is that the University of Maryland called upon me, basically, to be the translator and editor of the clinical chapters because of my background in Chinese medicine. And so I've read this book, and I can tell you that as a contemporary book, it's incredible, it's beautiful. And as a reflection on tradition, there is a lot of tradition in this book. So it's really a good compromise between ancient sources and modern sources, and I think that you'll find it very, very inspiring and informative. Now, we are actually building some curriculum around this book, so those of you who will be studying with us, take a peek, and if you have an opportunity to get that book, and we've got a discount on it so that it's not quite as expensive. It's a very big book. It's a medical textbook. Those kinds of books are more expensive, but we were able to get $10 off as a discount, and you'll see that click there. So I want to keep moving because I want to get to your questions, and then eventually we'll open the lines and you can ask questions, specific questions about the training that we have coming up in Level 1 teacher training coming up in September 9th through the 16th. And if you're on the website, you can be looking at the curriculum and figure out the questions that you want to ask. In the meantime, let me just go to this question of discover what makes the IIQTC's professional Qigong and Tai Chi training so unique and valuable. First of all, I want to give a deep bow of appreciation to anybody in the world who teaches Qigong and Tai Chi to anyone. So this discussion about the unique qualities of the IIQTC are not intended in any way to reflect in a negative way on other teachers or training courses. We're proud of the work we do. We've been doing it for a long time. As I said, my first Tai Chi class, 1967, we started training teachers in 1997. The Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi was born and got its name in the year 2000, and it was really basically in honor of the millennium with a vision for the possibility of training thousands of people who would teach millions of people and to liberate people from pain and suffering that's unnecessary. So here are some of the qualities that I think are unique about the IIQTC, which I will call the II, if you don't mind, just to keep it a little briefer. The first one is that this school has been around longer than most schools. And we have a very, very high-level track record because of the fact that we have graduated now 300 teachers and 500 practice leaders. And many of them are from very high up in their professions. So, for instance, one of the people just had a conversation with on the phone the other day is the former director of sales for one of the largest mortgage banks that has ever existed in human history called Countrywide Loans. Well, you know, Countrywide's out of business, and this particular individual no longer works for Countrywide. He's now crafting his work as a Qigong and Tai Chi teacher that will take Qigong and Tai Chi, mind-body practice, and other new thought ideas into businesses. Amazing. And we have school principals who have graduated from this course, and we have doctors and lawyers. We have actually a whole bunch of lawyers. Is there something about, you know, wearing yourself out in the legal profession and then wanting to go into the work of practicing and teaching Qigong? Yes, I think so. And we have a whole team of lawyers who actually give us advice for our programming, who former lawyers who are now Qigong and Tai Chi teachers. The point here that I'm making is that we have tapped high-level professionals as a part of our community of practitioners and graduates. The other thing that's important about this is that our curriculum is crafted and recrafted and refined over a period of more than the 12 years that the training course has been in place, because we were in preparation for this for many years and previous to that. It's a very carefully crafted curriculum, and then the other thing that I would say is that the II prides itself on not just teaching. We also do research, and we've had a multitude of research papers published. If you go to the IIQTC.org over on the left, there's a click there for research, and it will take you to a page where there's a tremendous amount of information on the studies that we have been doing and papers that we've written. And there's a bunch of those papers that aren't even up there. So a couple of the most recently published ones are not even up, because we need to wait until they've been published for a while, and, you know, time passes, because the journals have to have, you know, the opportunity to sell these papers and make their money so they can stay in business as journals. So the IIQTC is unique in all those ways. And then a couple of more things is that we have many Qigong and Tai Chi training courses are based on particular masters and lineages. We have absolutely every bit of respect for masters and lineages. However, the IIQTC is not based on a lineage or a master. It's based on principles. It's based on the tried and true principles that exist in common across all forms of Qigong and Tai Chi. Not any one particular family, not any one particular philosophical point of view, not any one particular charismatic individual. So our curriculum is principle-based, and it is both traditional and contemporary. So we teach not only ancient forms of practice, but we also teach very, very contemporary forms of practice as well that have emerged from all of the 10,000 kinds of Qigong and Tai Chi that there are out there. In addition, we are teaching people to be not only teachers, but we're now teaching people to be the teachers of teachers. And so myself, as the founder of this organization, will retire someday, and we believe that the magnitude of the influence of Qigong and Tai Chi on the society will be so huge that we will need many people to take my place. And so we have a whole program that's based on advancing people from being a normal citizen to being a practice leader to being a teacher, and then eventually to become an instructor, who's someone who teaches teachers. Very, very, very exciting. And part of that is a dissemination program that we are working with the Healer Within Foundation. If you're open to it and have access to your computer, go to healerwithinfoundation.org, healerwithinfoundation.org. The Healer Within Foundation is now doing a project, which you won't see any evidence of on the website, but it'll be there sometime soon, is called the Tai Chi Dissemination Project. And the Tai Chi Dissemination Project is basically how we are going to spread very accessible forms of Tai Chi, easy to learn forms of Tai Chi that are very Qigong-like throughout the United States, with eventually with big grant funding from large organizations. So we're talking about funding in the millions of dollars to proliferate these self-healing practices, Tai Chi and Qigong, to every region of the United States. And we have teaching teams, we have training teams in every one of the 10 federal regions, except for Region 7, by the way. So if you happen to live in the St. Louis, Kansas, Iowa, Missouri area, that's Region 7, and call us and make contact. We need to have some representatives in Region 7. So get excited and give us a call. Communicate with Jennifer by email. So there is no school anywhere that's working on a deliberate training of teachers in regions. There are charismatic masters who travel around and to the regions, and those are always wonderful programs. People who are really articulate and interesting and get people together, and you know, you do Qigong for a couple of days, and it's fantastic. But in terms of a coordinated process for delivering Qigong into every community, not just communities of people who can afford it, but into communities of people who are underserved, I don't think that there's another organization that's doing that. And finally, we've had a number of people tell us that they believe that the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi is in fact the most respected training and research institute outside of China. And, you know, I don't know if that's true. I've been to China many times, and I've been to the institutes there. I wouldn't make that claim myself, but, wow, I mean, what an honor to have that be spoken. And so I hope that gives some thoughts about the uniqueness and the advantages of getting involved in our training programs. Now, just briefly, and then I'm going to go to your questions, and then we're going to open the phone so that you can ask more questions, is that we have a level one coming up September 9th through the 16th. And we're in that portion of the registration period right now. There's a few days left. I think it's 5 or 6 days left until the early registration period wraps up. And so if you're on iiqtc.org, go to the calendar and look for September 9th through the 16th. Click on that date, and then go through and scroll down, and you'll see what the deadline for the end of the expiration for that, I think it's going to be the 15th or 16th or so of this month. So if you want that discount, and if you want to be able to spread the payments out with a 3 to 6 month payment plan, please do not hesitate, because we work within a system that's, for the convenience, you know, if the system was less convenient, we'd have to raise our prices. So we have a system for registration that's relatively convenient, so that therefore we can keep our prices down. But it also means that the expiration dates are not flexible. So, you know, I would really, really appreciate it if you feel like you want to come to this training and you want to have a better price and you want to spread the fee out over a period of time, then absolutely just jump right on it, because later it just becomes very, very complex and nearly impossible. And so take a look at that, and then we'll talk about specifics of that training. As soon as we get through some of these questions here, I'm looking at a long list of questions, and I'm going to say your name, and I'll read the question, or I may abbreviate the question. And thank you so much for your interest. This is really exciting. So from Vivian, can Qigong be done by elderly, weak, chair-bound patients, and how? Will this be covered in the presentation? Well, we're going to cover it right now, and it's a big, big part of our trainings, by the way. Let me just give you a little idea about how these trainings go, is that learning the practices is important, absolutely. But more important is learning how to craft a practice session for a particular population. So Vivian is asking a beautiful question here. Can Qigong be done, and anti-Qi, by the way, be done by elderly, weak, and chair-bound patients? Yes, and in fact, bed-bound as well. And if you get my book, The Healer Within, and let me just tell you where to go to look at The Healer Within if you want to take a peek. Many of you already own that book, I know, but if you go to Feel the Qi, that's Q-I, Qi, feeltheqi.com, upper left-hand corner, click on Books and Tapes, and it'll take you there, and that's right where you can connect up with the Healer Within. The Healer Within actually describes how to do the Qigong practices with people who are lying down as well. And so it's not just standing and sitting. It's lying down. So the range is all the way from standing and walking, as in Tai Chi, with the stepping gestures, standing still, as in Qigong and stationary Tai Chi, and then sitting, and then also lying down. Now, we cover all this very thoroughly in our trainings. For right now, what I want you to know is the answer is absolutely yes. And many, many, many of the programs that are receiving government money to teach older people are based on the fact that the practice, whatever the practice is, whatever the fitness practice is, must be able to be done by people who are in wheelchairs, people with walkers, and so forth. Now, we won't go further into this right now, but I want to be sure, Vivian, that I've encouraged you. And if there's anything else that you want to know about this, you know, you send us an email and we'll respond to you. But the most important thing that I want to say is that Qigong and Tai Chi are not limited. They are just not limited. In other words, people who can't even move body parts do Qigong, using visualization, intention, breath practice, mind focus. And we have people who are out there teaching, people who are extremely traumatized or injured, whether that would be physically or emotionally. We have one teacher who actually has the I'm going to just use the word impaired. I hope, I don't know, I'm not the best at whatever the language would be for that, but with the impaired person who is unable to move correctly or without certain compromise, to place their hands on her hands. And some of these people are blind, by the way, and we have quite a lot of people who work with people who are blind. And she moves her hands very slowly, and they follow along, and she's saying to them, and now breathe deeply and relax. And the conspiracy of how Qigong works is when you use the body, the breath, and the mind in a state of deep relaxation all at once, it's like a miracle. It causes the human body to make medicine, powerful, powerful healing resources, and it causes the body to the brain to rewire itself for those people who need brain rewiring. So let's go on. Who can we contact concerning opportunities in our area? Well, this is from Sue, and Sue, if you mean where can you go to be trained to be a teacher in your area? That's going to be tough because I don't think that there's a lot of local teacher trainings at this point. In terms of finding people to practice with in your area as a teacher or a practice leader, you can go to iiqtc.org, and then on the left-hand side there's what's called the teacher directory or find a teacher, and scroll down through the states. And we have all of our teachers listed by states. And as I said, we have teachers in every federal region except for Region 7. And if you're from Region 7, then definitely become a teacher, because, wow, what a great open opportunity that is. And so I'm assuming that you mean that. Now, if you mean contacting opportunities to practice with other people or find people who are practicing Qigong, then let me say, go to your health food store or go to your local church that's kind of like a New Thought type church, like a Unity church or a Unitarian church, and you will very likely find people who practice Qigong and Tai Chi there. So I hope that that does the trick, and I'm going to go on to Mary. Mary says, what illnesses besides shingles has Tai Chi been shown by research to prevent or decrease? Mary, this is the very core of that article. So now, because you sent in a question, you're going to get a copy of that article. That was the deal. You send in a question, you'll get a copy of that article. So there's a copy of that article on its way to you. And let me just say that it's everything. It's bone loss. It's other immune-type dysfunctions besides shingles. It's falls prevention and balance. It's quality of life enhancement. It's mental and psychological enhancement. In fact, the most studies that have ever been done on Qigong and Tai Chi in the research, in the rigorous level of research, are on psychological and mental-emotional parameters. Let me just say that there were 77 randomized controlled trials since 1993, and 27 of them were on mental, emotional, and psychological parameters. The second largest number, by the way, was cardiopulmonary. So all the stuff about cardiac, all the stuff about asthma, that was the second group, and the third group was falls prevention. Qigong and Tai Chi. If you want to teach Qigong and Tai Chi in a community center, pitch it as a falls prevention program, because most of the people who have time during the day to go to study at a community center are retired. And this thing about falls prevention is huge. If you just go into the literature and look up in Google or Yahoo falls prevention and just start reading, first thing is you're going to run into Qigong and Tai Chi a lot. Second is that you're going to see that we waste a lot of money as a society treating people who've broken their hips from falling when we could have help them to not break their hip. So I hope that that answers your question, Mary. The research is just pouring. It's amazing. And let me give you this. Go to Google or Yahoo and put in PubMed, PubMed. And what PubMed is it's the National Library of Congress, and it's got a whole section on medicine called PubMed. And if you put in the word Tai Chi or Qigong or both of them, you're going to get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of articles. Now, remember, they're not all randomized controlled trials. That's the beauty of the article that we wrote that was published in the American Journal of Health Promotion, is that it took everything out except for the randomized controlled trials, the highest level of research. Okay, from Lenny, what is the best way to handle a person who's experiencing chi deviation during a workshop or class that you are holding? I teach and give workshops. I have done some chi healing, but I am not that experienced yet. Well, Lenny, I want to just preface this by saying this is an opinion from me, but it's an opinion based on the fact that I've been to China 8 times. I'm a doctor of Chinese medicine. I've treated thousands of people. My first Tai Chi class was in 1967, and I started teaching people to practice Qigong in 1977. And I have taught thousands and thousands of people myself, and I have taught nearly 1,000 people who are out there teaching, we hope soon, millions of people. And I have seen only one case that anybody could ever call Qi deviation. The chi deviation is a phantom in my personal view. Now, there's a reason why chi deviation is prevalent in China. And for you, Lenny, I'm going to give you the name of a book and anybody else who wants to study up on this. The name of this book is Qigong Fever. Qigong Fever. Read Qigong Fever. And it will explain to you is that the Chinese people basically went nuts over Qigong in the 70s and 80s and early 90s because previous to that, the only people in China had access to Qigong and Tai Chi were the elite, the ministers in the imperial court, the monks, the generals in the army, and so forth. And so when China leveled its social system and everybody had access to Qigong, many of those people who had been imprisoned through the Cultural Revolution, they just went crazy on Qigong. And it's very likely because they were driven crazy by the Chinese government during the Cultural Revolution. And I'm going to leave it there for now. Lenny, read the book, and then you get back to me because I'm very, very open to talking to you about this. I don't think you should worry about it. Let yourself feel free to lead people in healing practices. And if somebody, people will cry in your class, that's not a chi deviation. People will laugh in your class, that's not a chi deviation. People will say, I did that qigong and I stayed up all night, that's not a chi deviation. I did that qigong and I threw up or I had the diarrhea for 3 days. All these things, none of that is chi deviation, none of it. It's all healing. So we'll leave it there for now. From Heather, when seeking qualified instructors for our organizations, there are so many schools and styles, traditional master disciple training, relatively new certification programs, etc. One cannot expect perfectly good teachers to go back and learn within someone else's certification criteria or in order to be certified to a common standard. How does one create a consistent, high-quality core of instructors and that they really feel qi and can teach safely? Oh, Heather, I love this question. Thank you so much. There's so much craziness going on out there and so many promises and so many people, charismatic people who are doing hypnosis on people and convincing them that they it just goes on and on. I'm going to answer your question. And your question was, how does one create a consistent, high-quality core of instructors that really feel qi and can teach safely? And that is exactly what the IIQTC is about. Now, if your question meant how other than the IIQTC, in other words, what other ways are there to do it, I'm inviting you to send me an email and tell me specifically what it is that you're trying to understand. But I can tell you that as a human being that has only one life as the person that I am now, I have given that life to creating a consistent, high-quality core of instructors. That's what we are doing. And that's why I love this question. So that's how you do it. You start a curriculum, you do it for 10 years, you refine it. It doesn't hurt if the curriculum was developed in part by someone who's studied Chinese medicine and been to China many times. And then you teach those people to be teachers, and then you watch them. And the ones who shine, that's your quality core of teachers. And we have, remember I said we've trained 300 teachers. We have right now 50 going on 70 people who are in a high-level advanced instructor program, and that's them. That is that core. And so thank you so much for that question. And I'm going to just say one thing about feeling qi. There is a small percentage of people who do not feel qi. And there's an attitude that says that that's not okay, and I don't agree with that. Again, this is just an opinion. I personally have cultivated the capacity to feel qi. Most of the people that go through our courses feel the qi right away. Why? Because it's it's there. You know, we just don't pay attention to it. It's kind of like, you know, you would miss the chi if you were taken out of it, like a fish taken out of water. The chi is never not there. You have to be almost dead to not be able to have chi. But there are many people who actually can't feel chi. Now, can you heal yourself? Can you heal yourself by practicing qigong if you can't feel chi? And this is my definitive declaration on this. It's a personal view. I'm not expecting you to believe that it's a truth. Yes, people who cannot feel chi can heal themselves. Because what they're doing, when you do the breath practice, you move the body very gently or be still, modify the posture, bring your attention into the present moment. Just do it now. Turn your attention to your posture. Lengthen yourself. Now deepen your breath. Now turn your attention severely with great intent towards your inner being. Stop listening to me. And, you know, I'm going to keep talking, but, you know, if you're inclined to want to do this, stop listening to me. Go deeply, deeply internal. Let that breath out through your nose so slowly. It's like we're taking a little qigong break here. So very slowly. And stay with that for a few moments. And a lot of people will feel chi just by doing that for two or three breaths. Other people just don't feel it. And it doesn't have anything to do, my personal bias, nothing to do with whether they can heal themselves by doing qigong practice. And people do not have to feel chi in your class to benefit from your classes. From Arthur, are there any groups that rate teachers? Arthur, that's a great question. That is a big, big can of worms. I think that will happen. There's a group called the National Council for the Certification of Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine. That group provide some certification-type activities. The National Qigong Association does provide some certification activity. However, none of them rate teachers. This is like in Latin, cavat emptor. Cavat emptor means the buyer must be careful. Now, what that means is that people, before they study with people and give their lives over to them, should pay attention. So, in other words, nobody should count on a group to rate teachers. People should learn to practice qigong, and they should rate them themselves. You're a smart person. Everybody has the capacity to be a smart person. If you learn a little qigong and then learn to pay attention to yourself, you won't need a rating, because you'll be able to walk into a room with a new teacher and tell within a few minutes about whether that person is authentic and made contact with the chi. And so if you don't mind, I'm going to leave that there, but check with nqa.org and nccaom.org. Okay, Jeannie, yours is a big question, so I'm going to skip it. It's way, way too long, but I might come back to it. Let me just see what happens. Dana, when will you have the DVD for Tai Chi Easy available for those of us who like to practice with you at home? Well, we did the, and then you said you've been using our Qigong DVD for a long time now and really love it, and thank you so much, Dana. There are a lot of people who love that DVD, and I'm a little older now, so that's a younger guy that's on there, and we just shot some DVD the other day, and some video material the other day. We are working on it. And because we are taking such great care to create a core of highly qualified teachers, we haven't had as much time to work on products. But if you go to the upper left-hand corner of feeltheqi.com, click that button. There's a DVD there that Dana's pointing to. And we will be announcing, as we bring out the Tai Chi information that you were asking about, and it's very exciting. Much of the material has been shot. It just takes forever to do these things. And Dana, thank you so much for asking. And we'll You know, you stay in touch and we will announce it. You will be the first to know, I can tell you. Suzanne, has anyone created a flyer that sells Qigong to corporations? You know, yes, of course. This is something that many of the students that we work with, our graduates, have done. What I would suggest to you about this is to go onto some of the blogs. You know, go to the internet and go Qigong blog and put it out there. Like, there's a really nice, it's like a magazine / blog. It's called Into Mountains Over Streams. If you go to Google or Yahoo and put in Into Mountains Over Streams, it might be .com, and it's, but I forget that, you know, you'll have to find it, Into Mountains Over Streams. Write that question to the guy who runs that. His name is Anthony. By the way, he's one of the graduates of the IIQTC. Or you could also go to the Qigong Institute, Qigong Institute, Qigong.org, Qigong Institute.org. The vice president of the Qigong Institute is also a graduate of one of our programs, of our teacher training program. And he's a very, very prolific character. And send an email to them there. There will be such flyers out there. I'm just not sure how to support you in doing this. Now, for our graduates, we have what's called the Student and Graduates Resource Center, which is a huge part of our website that's restricted to the people who are training in our programs. So, Dana, you may want to consider, you know, let's get into a closer conversation and look at the possibility of perhaps maybe you might want to join one of our teacher trainings. You know, at that point I can give you greater access to stuff that we basically withhold for our graduates because, you know, they deserve it. They paid for it. So I hope that was helpful, and you will pursue it because Qigong in corporations is gonna be amazing. And we, you know, what corporation is gonna send people to do yoga, where you have to, you know, get on a mat and roll around on the floor, and maybe even change your clothes? It's all gonna be standing and sitting. So you know, we work a lot with teaching to corporations and also languaging and pitching to corporations. Now, Amy says, how can we promote this fabulous wellness strategy without calling it Tai Chi or Qigong? More conservative areas of the country are not as open to the terminology. And honestly, I know that this is Amy, who's one of the students in our level one, because I happen to see on Facebook that she said, oh, I want to come and join you guys. So, Amy, hello. Missed you at level two, looking forward to seeing you as soon as possible. And there is absolutely no reason why we need to call this Tai Chi or Qigong. Now, Tai Chi means supreme ultimate, so that's going to be a little too much. People won't understand what that means. Qi means life force, Gong means work. So working on your life force, that's not bad. That's not too unusual. But what we're using mostly these days is mind-body practice. So I would suggest using the word mind-body practice. You could also use a phrase that we've used many times, and I give you permission to do this, is self-applied health enhancement methods. Self-applied health enhancement methods. Now, when you take the first letter of each one of those words, it's Sahem, S-A-H-E-M. Now, that's an innocuous two-syllable word, Sahem, and it's not unusual. You know, we say YMCA. We say all kinds of things that take the first letter off of a word, of a number of words, and then create something, a phrase with that. So use Sahem, self-applied health enhancement methods. And anything else that you come up with, you're free to, you know, one of the things that you say, conservative areas of the country, well, what would people like to call it? Now, one of the people who graduated from our program calls it moving prayer, moving prayer. So how about prayerful movement, or mindful exercise? I mean, there's just so many things you can do. So there's that. Now, Don Frank asked, and this is, by the way, the last question. And then we're going to open the phones. Jeannie, I'm going to make you wait. Because it's just too much, I can't quite figure out all of what you're asking for here. But I will stay on the phone till everything is done. And if you're still there, I will answer your question. I want to just do Don Frank. Don asks, is Qigong a martial art form? And the best answer to that is that Qigong is inside of every kind of Chinese discipline that employs the body and the mind. So is Qigong a part of martial arts? Yes. Is Qigong a part of meditation? Yes. Is Qigong a part of Tai Chi? Yes. And including, is Qigong a part of gymnastics, Chinese gymnastics? Yes. What about Chinese opera? And maybe you're not familiar with opera, Chinese opera, but many people are. Do Chinese opera performers study Qigong? Yes. The Qigong is a discipline that you bring to everything. You bring it to your schoolwork. You bring it to your work. You bring it to your family life. You bring it to your sexuality. You bring it to your creativity. Qigong is tapping in to universal resource. And so Qigong is a part of everything, including the martial arts. And the great martial artists will tell you that they are great martial artists. Many great martial artists will tell you that the Qi connection with Qi is inside of their martial arts. Others will explain that it's purely biomechanical. And Don, I look forward to meeting you. And we have quite a few people who are in our training programs who are martial arts oriented. And so we love to work with people who are martial arts oriented, unless they have a lot of judgments. It's not unusual for people to have trained in very hierarchical environments. The IIQTC is not that hierarchical. Martial artists are often very involved with lineages and charismatic leaders. And we're not a lineage, and we don't have charismatic leaders. So, but if the martial arts themselves and the wushu and the gung fu and the qigong that's inside the martial arts is of interest to you, please be in touch and let's talk more. Then another question from Don is, explain free form qigong, and it's very simple. You get into the qigong state, which is three intentful corrections. Correct the body, in other words, pay attention to your body and move it purposefully. Correct the breath, deepen your breath, and take a deep breath at least occasionally, and then clear your mind and focus on the present moment. Once you're doing those things, you're doing Qigong. And then spontaneous Qigong is what you're referring to. Spontaneous Qigong is doing anything that is not specific or scripted. It's not a form. It's formless, or like you said, it's free-form Qigong. And so there are many, many, many approaches to free-form Qigong, but they all look the same from the outside, because when a person is being spontaneous, they're not following along. They're just doing their own thing. And we train our teacher trainees to explain and work with and teach and lead what we call spontaneous Qigong, which is also called riding the dragon. Riding the dragon means you don't know where this is going to go, because the dragon is, you know, nobody's ever in charge of a dragon. The dragon is always in charge. And so it's about your deep inner self. It's about connecting with your deep inner self, making contact with the Qi, and then letting it flow. Wow. So, you know, have I been blabbing away or what? So I would really appreciate you all so much. It's been really fun for me to do this download. So we're going to open the lines now. And I'd like to prioritize, if you have a question about this training specifically, you know, because we haven't talked about questions and answers for these trainings that are coming up. So I want to be sure to answer those. And then, again, even if Jennifer has to close off the tape and go on to something else, you know, we've been here for an hour. That's about the amount of time that we wanted to have as the formal program. So, Jennifer, if you'll open the lines, and then if everybody, if you'll star six to mute yourself again, so you're self-muting rather than conference muting, and then we'll just hear from one person at a time. So who has questions?
Roger.
Mm-hmm.
This is Rhonda. You know me.
Hi.
Rhonda, yes, a great, a classic IIQTC graduate.
Well, I've been in and out of the call for other things, but I had a question that came in that I wanted to ask. And the question was that with the hourly rate that you mentioned for teaching Qigong, the person asked, was there any special other credential that they had in addition to their 200-hour certificate from the
IIQTC? Good question, Rhonda. By the way, thank you, Rhonda, for all you do. And there's somebody's got some sound coming in, so I'm going to ask everybody to star six. And the answer is that this person, it's interesting, good question. This person does not have, there's still a couple of people who haven't muted, if you don't mind, star six. This person is an insurance salesman. This person is an insurance salesman and a health insurance salesman. And do you know that this individual is one of my favorite people in the world, and I have never asked, I just never thought of it, you know, what other credentials do you have? I don't believe, I mean, it's possible that he's only a high school graduate. The point that I'm getting at here is that there's two ways to make progress. One of them is to go to school for a long time so that you're absolutely sure that nobody will question your credibility. The other one is to go to school to get what you need and then be courageous enough to own your authority. And my sense is that the question is, to a certain extent, driven by the fact that the person who's asking the question could possibly not overall feel comfortable with their right to claim authority. Now, what we do in our teacher trainings is that we're talking about claiming the right to your authority to teach all the time, level one, level two, level three. And the reason for that is that we are absolutely clear that the curriculum is robust and comprehensive. And so if a person goes through this curriculum, plus they actually practice Qigong, you know, there's some credentials for you. The person actually practices Qigong. And this person in Texas who charges $250 an hour definitely practices Qigong. And if you do the curriculum and you practice Qigong and you believe in yourself, you can charge whatever the market will bear. And what I would suggest is that if you have a question or a doubt about that this, and I hope you won't feel this is aggressive, I would really suggest getting involved in some kind of a support group, because the reduction in self-esteem that occurs in people's lives because of who they grew up with and the kinds of teachers and parents and sergeants and principals and coaches and all the people that can torment us emotionally, it's almost always the cause for people holding back. It's not a lack of knowledge, and it's not a lack of certificates. It's not a lack of credentials. It's a lack of self-belief. And so I'll just leave it there. But what a great question.
Yeah, I was glad to ask. That came in really late, and I didn't think it was going to get in for you and Jennifer to work with. That's why I wanted to call it in for this.
Thank you. Okay, anybody else got a question?
Thank you.
Thanks, Rhonda. out there. Somebody, I would really appreciate it if everybody would mute themselves, because I can hear the television. And then if you want to ask a question, then star 6 to unmute yourself, and please proceed.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, my name is Morris Birch. I run a program called Health, Healing, Martial Arts. And I don't know if this is actually a question, but I just wanted to speak about the uses and the benefits of Qigong to the children with all the chronic functional disorders that they're going through.
Please, go ahead.
Yes, well, I have a program called Health Dogs for Kids, and I'm actually has been allowed to teach it with the Board of Ed, and I'm in an after-school program. And so in the program, what I'm actually teaching the kids is Qigong. We don't go deep into calling it Qigong and everything. And I've made different names for the exercises that I actually show them. But I have one specific exercise for the kids that I do when they first start off, and it's called Instant Energy, Instant Focus. And it's a series of flexing and arm movements, and then gently relaxing and coming down. And I just find that it helps with their focus so much and instantly get them to pay attention and to be relaxed.
Wow, that's amazing. Good for you. Well,
yeah.
Where do you do this? Did you say your name is Morris?
Yep, Morris Birch.
Yeah, Morris, thank you. Where are you? Where do you do this work?
I'm located in New London, Connecticut.
Well, New London, Connecticut is lucky to have you, Morris. And, you know, one of the things that we talk about all the time is that, you know, you may not be able to get to the adults because they're busy and they're all, you know, they're like the rest of us here, a little screwed up. They're just stressed and screwed up. So it's hard to get to the adults.
In some cases, a lot.
It's a little easier to get to the older people. Then again, you know, what kind of an impact does that have on our society? So if we really want to have a long-term impact on our society, it's got to be the kids.
Exactly. And that's what I'm doing. I am planting seeds. But the great thing about the seed planting was that after a while of working with the kids for 5, 6, 7 years, having access to the Board of Ed and doing after-school programs with the kids, the Senior Citizen Center of New London has contacted me, and now we're impacting seniors' lives.
That's great, Morris. Thank you. Well, listen, I hope you don't mind if I ask you to, while we go on to the next question, would you mind hitting star 6? Because there's a lot of background someplace coming from someplace. Thank you, Morris. Appreciate your comment.
Oh, you're welcome. And I think what you're doing is wonderful.
Thank you, sir. And we think the same about you.
Okay, you
okay,
have
other questions out there?
I got to interject.
You know, while we're waiting for someone to decide that they want to ask a question, I want you to just relax. And these pauses that happen in life are actually places where we can practice Qigong. So we'll wait for a moment if someone feels like
Dr.
they want.
Duncan?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a question. Can you tell me when the updated schedule for 2011 is going to be up on the website for future training?
That's a puzzle because you know, we're figuring out little pieces of 2011 all the time. And some of the classes that I do at places like the Esalen Institute and the Omega Institute and so forth, those are actually already scheduled. So tell me what it is that you're wanting to actually pursue.
Well, I've been considering studying with you for about a year now, and I'm trying to find something that is well, long story short, I just recently found the Circle of Life coaching, wellness coaching program that you are also indirectly related with.
Absolutely. Yes, I understand. Go ahead.
So I'm trying to find something because this is going to be a career change for me.
Now, I think I have a good idea of what to say, and then I'll ask you a question. But
okay.
First, for everybody else, I want everybody to know that we're going to a different topic right now. We'll be here for a moment, and we'll come back to the Qigong. If you want to see what it is that, say your name again.
Catalina.
If you want to see what Catalina is talking about, go to circleoflife.net. Circleoflife.net. Circle of Life is a wellness coaching program that we've developed over many years, and it's very successful. We work with large organizations, hospitals, social service agencies, and so forth. Now, Catalina, one of the things that I think will really help you is that you could ask the question, if I go to the Qigong and Tai Chi teacher training, how much exposure will I get to the coaching? And the answer is fairly minimal, though sometimes at a level one, we take time out and actually go through the Circle of Life process just for fun. Then you could ask, well, how much Qigong and Tai Chi would I learn if I go through the coach training program? And the answer there is actually quite a bit. And so one of the ways for you and anybody else who's wanting to, make a career change and you're having a little bit of a hard time deciding what to do, and coaching and mind-body practice, by the way, are the two big winners when you go to large organizations and you say, you know, what kind of integrative medicine or what kind of wellness are you doing? They'll tell you, we're doing some kind of mind-body practice, yoga, mindfulness, Qigong, Tai Chi, or we're doing wellness coaching. So you're right on it if that's what you're pursuing. And so what I would suggest, Catalina, is number one, why don't you send a note to whatever announcements that you've been getting, send one of those announcements back. It'll go to Jennifer. Jennifer will watch for it. A note from Catalina. She'll forward it to me. And I will, we might want to just have a conversation because I don't want to take too much time on a mind-body practice call to have a wellness coaching conversation. But they are very, very complimentary. Like they're like a brother and a sister. But I can tell you absolutely, the coach training has a lot of mind-body practice in it. And so that might be a way for you to get two things at once, and then you can come back later and pick up, more refinement in the area of the mind-body practice stuff. Does that help you?
Yes. I mean, that's actually my thought as well, because I see that with the coaching, I can integrate already what I know and start a business, per se.
There you go.
I mean, it's fully, at this point, it's my intent to continue studying Qigong.
Let me to announce to everybody that, and including you, just in case you don't know, is that we have a Circle of Life wellness, health and wellness coach training coming up in October in Atlanta, and it's still in the super early registration period. So, Catalina, if you're looking to save some money, definitely, be sure.
Right, I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, good.
But that was the reason why I asked if anybody has a clue as to when, because if I take the Circle of Life training to start, then I'm, looking to save up or, have in my mind when the Qigong might come in. You know what I mean? So I can sort of plan for it.
Well, let's say it this way, that Qigong level one definitely happens once a year in the fall. And so you can absolutely plan for the fact that we will be doing a Qigong a level one next fall. And in the meantime, you'll have all your coach training with all the mind-body practice that's associated with that that will afford you the option to be doing Qigong with people. Then be sure to watch the Esalen Institute and the Omega Institute and Kripalu, those websites, because those are all three places where I teach on a regular basis where you could learn more. They're not all certification programs, so you have to, you know, be a little careful if you're interested in certification. You got to, you know,
right.
watch what you're doing. And just stay in touch with our office. I think we should probably go on to the next question for now, but you feel free to communicate with Jennifer, and, you know, we'll make a direct connection with you, and then you can say, you know, let me know when the calendar gets up, and we'll get it right to you.
Okay, good deal. Thank you.
Thank you. Wish you well. Okay, we'll take a couple of more questions, and I'm wondering if, is Jeannie out there? Jeannie, if you know, hang on there. It could be your turn for your big question that I've got. Anybody else want to ask something?
Yeah, this is Don from Redding, California.
Yeah, Don, go ahead.
Yeah, I got a question. I've been practicing Qigong and some Tai Chi for a few years now, and reading your book, Heal Within, has brought a lot of different things to me. I've actually started a website, and this is not for promotion, but it's just called houseofqigong.com. And it's
House
just
Qigong,
a
nice.
It's just a basic one. I'm not very good at websites. But my question is I'm a little uncomfortable with looking at charging people. I'm more from a vein of, you know, not promotion, but more of attraction rather than promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a little uncomfortable for me to charge people or to look at setting something like that up. So I don't know if you can address that a little bit, but I would
absolutely
appreciate it.
That is a great question, Don. And, you know, there, if you don't mind, I'll just launch in. The people who come through our trainings and others who are out there in the world teaching Qigong and Tai Chi range everywhere from people who are natural community volunteers all the way through to people who are extremely sophisticated entrepreneurs. And from our perspective here, we have absolutely no difference in our mind. It's kind of like, you know, I have children and some of them have these qualities and some of them have those qualities, and I love them all completely because they're my children. And we love and have a lot of respect for all of the points of view that people bring to the learning of Qigong and then to the teaching of Qigong. And so if you're inclined to want to make money doing this but don't feel comfortable asking for money, there are ways to do it. So, for instance, I'll give you some examples. You could have a class or a practice session. And I would kind of watch out a little bit for the whole idea of calling yourself a teacher without having some sort of certification. But, you know, let's just go right on from there. And that is, you know, you could say, I'm a practice leader, I'm a kung fu coach, I'm a Tai Chi enthusiast, you know, any of those kinds of things. And then you could say, my class is free. Or you could say, my class is by donation, and you choose. And by the way, regarding donation, I would you have to choose between one of two things. One is no suggested donation and some kind of a suggested donation. So in other words, you can have a class that's free that can also have a donation, or you could say that this class is by donation and the minimum donation is. And that way you could say the minimum donation is $5 or the minimum donation is $1. And then some people will give you $50 and some people will give you $100 and some people will give you $10 and some people will give you $1. And so you can let it all happen that way. Now, the other way to do this is to say, I'm going to teach these classes for free and I'm going to call those my door openers. Or, you know, in sales and marketing, there's something called a loss leader, a loss leader. What does that mean? Well, it means that you lose something in front, but then you gain something later. So, for instance, if you give away a T-shirt and then somebody buys an automobile, well, then that T-shirt was an amazing loss leader because you gave away a $5 item and you sold a $30,000 item. But you can have a loss leader that says, my entry-level classes are free. And then what I'm doing is that I'm cultivating those people and inviting them to classes that I charge them for. So my beginning classes are free, but my advanced classes have a charge. What about that?
Yeah.
So anyway.
Roger, I appreciate the insight on that. That does offer a little bit of freedom as to maybe ways to approach it. So
and
I appreciate
way,
that.
So that what that does is that it gives you the option to not have to ask if that's what the problem is. You know, I mean, I don't want to say problem. If that's what your point of view is, you don't want to ask, then you simply set it up so that people put money in the basket and if you want to put minimum or not. And then if you say, well, I'm going to give you all this stuff, free classes to as beginners, but then later you're going to pay me because I'm going to let you into the inner circle and I'm going to teach you advanced methodologies, it seems very fair to build up the muscle to ask for money there. You know, because you've given something away as a community service and you deserve something back, you know, unless you just don't need something back.
All right. Well, I appreciate that very much. I can invite people to my daily practice, which is very early in the morning, and then I'm starting a community practice from 9:30 to 10:30 on Saturdays in a park. So
good for you.
That could
good
be
for you.
Yeah. Thank
well,
you very
we
much.
Well, wish you sincerest blessing.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Any more questions out there? We're probably going to wrap this up in the next 5 minutes. Anybody else want to make a little statement or comment or ask a question or find out more about these trainings we have going? Big deep breath there. We'll give you a going once, a going twice. And I keep hearing one little voice that sounds like it might be trying to say something, but then it doesn't say anything. Is there somebody there who wants to say something? Okay, well, I think that this has been incredible, and I hope that you feel like this. You know, I hate to make you sit and listen to me blathering and blathering and blathering away, you know, but this is such dynamic information. I've been doing it for all these years. It is my absolute passion in life, and I've written a couple of books, and I've been to China a bunch of times, and I'm a Chinese doctor, and it's just like I probably, you know, just even if I'm not correct about what I think I know, there's a lot of just piles and piles of information on board here. So I love to share that with you. I hope it's been useful. Please stay in touch. If you have any questions about these upcoming trainings, contact our office. We talk to people about these things all the time. Be very careful about these, the expiration of this next deadline for the sign up for this class. We want you to be able to get a payment plan if you want that, and the availability of the payment plan is modified after that date. So, you know, definitely if you have questions, call us up right away because we're coming up on a weekend, and then I think that deadline will have passed. So let's talk soon. Wishing everybody a big wave of chi, blessing, and we wish you supremely well. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.